Okay, today's daf is Lamed Zayin, or actually Lamed Vav Lamed Beis by the Mishnah, and today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel, Lula Nishmas Menucha Freda, Bath Yaakov Yehuda. Okay, so we're up to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says like this: Sanhedrin Haitha Kachati Gorin Agula. The Sanhedrin was shaped, the members of the Sanhedrin shaped in a semicircle, Chati Gorin, a half a silo. Agula, a circle one. What are you sticking in the silo, the wheat for? You could just say a half a circle, or like the Yireach, like the moon, which we're going to base on the Pasuk soon. Why is it like that? So the Tiferes Yisrael says that just like bread and wheat is the staff of life, so too the Sanhedrin is the staff of life. Really, Gemara is going to say that in a few minutes. Really, the Gemara is going to say that. But that's why it's alluded to right here as, not just a half a circle, it's a half a circle of wheat. Okay. Why? What?
Half a threshing floor.
Half a threshing floor, right. Why? Kadeshi hu roin zeh zeh. So that the entire bezdin can see each other. If it's one long table, the guy at that end can't see the guy at that end. Can't see each other. If it's a semicircle, you can see each other. You hear this? Not forget the Aden. See each other. The members of the bezdin can see each other. What? Yeah, that's a circle. They ask why it's not a circle. The reason why it can't be a circle is that you can't see everybody.
You need the middle for Edom.
What?
They need the middle for the Edom.
Right, so Mastara didn't have the Edom in the middle. If it would be a circle, some people, some judges wouldn't be able to see the Edom.
Exactly.
Right. Vishnei Sofrei Dayanim Omdim Lufnayim. There were two scribes. Echad miyamin v'echad mismol. One on the right, one on the left. V'kosvin divrei ha-mezakim v'divrei mechayim. They write everything down. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Shlosha. There were three. So scribes. Echad kotev divrei ha-mezakin. One wrote the words of the mezakin. Vechad kotev divrei ha-mechayvin. Right? Vashlishi. And the third one, kotev divrei ha-mezakin v'divrei ha-mechayvin. That way, the Rashi explains that if you have one person writing both, one person writing, you only involved with that. It's less mistakes, because I'm only involved with that. You only write the mechayvin part. I'm involved with that. We get a third guy to try to do both. If he can't, at least you have the other two. So, okay. V'shalosh shuros shel talmidei chachamim yoshvin lifnehen. There were three rows of talmidei chachamim sitting in front of them.
Where was this?
What?
How did they sit?
Yeah. There was a... Now, by the way, Rashi...
Like small circles?
No. Those sat in rows. Those sat in the bench. Well, it's a machlokas. But before we get to that, Rashi says that this was even true by the Bezdin of 23. This halacha was true by the Bezdin of 23. Go back to the Mishnah for a second. Look at the first Rashi. It says Sanhedrin. See, what does Rashi say? Af shalchav gimel. Even of 23, this Mishnah applies. Even of 23, you had three rows of people, three rows of dayanim, sitting in front of the 23. There was a 23 judges sitting in a semicircle. There was also a Sanhedrin of 71 sitting in a semicircle. Both of them had guys, rows of 23 judges, sitting in front of them. What for? So, look at Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, Kol echot, kol achas, k'minyin Sanhedrin esrei v'shloshim. Each row had a table of 23 people. It's a machlokas if there was semicircle also, or not. Rashi seems to imply they're not semicircles. She'im yachloku ha chaf gimel. Let's say the main bezdin of 23 has a dispute. Ruban mechayvin umiyot mezakin. It's 12 to 11. And we know we cannot put somebody to death with 12 to 11. Vatihi l'ra ein al pi echad. You can't have one more. V'tzarech lahosif shnayim shnayim ad shivim ve'echad. You have to keep adding on until you get to 71. Where are those extra judges coming from? They're not coming from the street. It's these guys. Hilkach tzarech lahosif l'fneim arbam v'shmona. Therefore you have to have 48. Why 48? Because 48 plus 23 equals 71. L'hashlamat shivim ve'echad. Okay? Now, Rashi says like this. V'lav ura, but if you have three judges of 23, three rows of 23, that equals 69. You have 69 plus the 23. So many extra people. So what do you have so many extra people for? So Rashi says, V'lav ura chav, it's not proper. Lasos shuros l'tamidim shal chav dalid. To make the rows have 24. Why? Because they're more than the bezin. That's not right. Shetehei meruah shal mishal dayanim. They're going to be more than the 24. more than the diana itself, 23. You can't make small roads. You can't have two of 23. And the next one has two. Why? Because 23 and 20 is 48. So if 23 and 23 is 46, and I'll have a third row of two people. That you can't do. Hilchach of the shalosh shuros. Therefore, you have three rows. Tosos rid, the, not Tosos rid, I think the Pitzke rid is to have three rows of 16. Three rows of 16 equals 48. I don't know what the answer is to that question. Why do it this way? So many more extra people. Have three rows of 16, that equals 48. That's 48 plus 23 equals 71. That's the maximum. Why is Rashi the whole convoluted thing? Well, you have to have three rows of 23. I don't know. Anyway, we said a semicircle. That's a machlokas. Rashi seems to say it was not a semicircle. Others say it was. Call echad ve'echad makaris makomo. Everybody knows where they're supposed to go. The whole thing was a hierarchy and how great you were. There was no, you didn't just random seating. Hutzruchu lismoch. Let's say they needed to. Someone died. Someone of them died. Somebody in this room died, or had to leave an emergency. So what do? Hutzruchu lismoch. Somchem in a rishona. So the first row were greater than the second row. So the first guy in the first row becomes now part of the Sanhedrin. He moves up to the Sanhedrin. So Echad min Arishniya, Bala L'Rishona. A guy from the second row moves down to the first row. Echad min Ashlisha, Bala L'Shniya. A guy from the third row moves down to the second row. Barim Lehen, Oda Echad min HaKahal. We're one short now. So we pick somebody from the Kahal who will go to the third row. Umoshivin Oso B'Shlishas. He goes to the third row. V'loha Yoshe Mekomo Shal Rishon. He doesn't go where the first guy sat. Ella, Yoshe Mekomo Haroyalo. He goes to the proper place where he's supposed to be. Yes, the Zinim also had. So he's last. He's last. Okay? They rate them by knowledge. How you rank them, I don't know. Menahani Mili. How do you know? How do you know what? So, the Menahani Mili, the Rashi, it says, how do you know the Be'agula Hayu Yoshvin? How do you know they sat in the semicircle? So, we said, the problem with this question is, the Mishnah said why? The Mishnah said they sit in a semicircle so they could see each other. So the Aruch HaNer says, no. What the Gemara's question is how do you know that they're supposed to see each other? Who made up that rule? They didn't have to see each other. Why would they have to see each other? The Kol HaRamaz says, no. Why are they sitting in a semicircle? Why do they sit like a ches? If you sit like a ches, you could also see each other. Why is it a circular shape? It could be like a ches, and then everyone could see each other. That's what the Gemara means to ask. Either why a semicircle, why not a ches, or who made up this rule? They have to see each other. Why? So, Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Damar Kra, it's a pasuk. Where's the pasuk? It's a pasuk in Shir Shirim. It says, Sarareich Agin, Agan Hasahar Al Yechsar Hamozeg, which means that your navel is like a moon-shaped basin. It shouldn't diminish. Okay? The pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The rest of the pasuk says, "Bitneich aremas chitim suga bashoshanim," which we're going to darshan in a minute. Sarech the Sanhedrin. Sarech has the lashon of srora, right? That refers to the Sanhedrin. Lama nik b'shma sarech. Why is it called sarech? Shiyoshevis b'tiburo shel olam, because they sit at the center of the world, just like the navel is the center of your body. So too, the Sanhedrin is at the center of the world, right? The Ein Yaakov says they learn out from here that if a person is deformed and his navel is not in his center, meaning he's a deformed person, he can't be on the Sanhedrin, which is true for dinei nefashos. You cannot have mumen; you have to be a normal, regular person. Agan, she megina akola olam kulo. They protect the whole world. Hasahar, shehi doma l'sahar. The Sanhedrin is doma to the moon. In what way is it doma to the moon? Right? So first of all, we said that it's a semicircle. The sun always looks round. Whenever you see it, it always looks round. The moon, most of the time, the moon does not look round. Most of the time. Very few times does it look round. The Ben Hoyada has another pshat. He says, just like the moon, sometimes you can't see it at all. Sometimes I can't see the moon at all. Sometimes it's not going to be a Sanhedrin. Not always going to be a Sanhedrin. Sometimes there won't be one. That's why it's dafka, every day there's a sun. That's why it's dafka compared to the moon. Now, al yechzar hamozeg, that it shouldn't lack. Mozeg is meziga. Meziga is when you dilute a cup of wine, right? Which means you dilute a cup of wine, you make it better, right? If one has to leave, so you're going to be diluting the Sanhedrin, because the guy still go. The guy has to go. Rowan, Rashi says, you can only go for a mitzvah. So let's say he died, or let's say he has to go pay a shiva call, or he himself has to go to the shiva. So it happened. It could happen. So he has to leave. So Rowan, in Yesha Sarah Shlosha Kenegan Sedra Kana Yotze, if there's somebody to replace him, he can leave. The Imlav Ani Yotze. If he can't, he can't leave. Now, what does it mean? He can't leave. I don't know the parameters of that. But the point is that that's why Kaloshan of Meziga. Just like you dilute a cup of wine, the Sanhedrin is getting diluted, we could fix it up. So you see, this whole pasuk is a reference to Sanhedrin. Okay. Right, right. Okay. Now, the next part of the pasuk said, Bitnech Arimas Chitim. Your belly is like a pile of wheat. Ma arimas chitim hakol nehen en mimenu. Just like a wheat, everybody benefits from that. Everybody gets bread. Ah, Sanhedrin hakol nehen en mitameyem. So too, Sanhedrin, everybody benefits from their reasoning and from their svaras. They say even more, it's even deeper. The Ben Yehuda says, just like wheat, you take away the psoles and you only make the fine flour, so too, the Sanhedrin, they're able to penetrate all the nonsense arguments and get to the truth. Right? That's first of all. Also, Sanhedrin brings shalom to the world, just like wheat brings shalom to the world. The pasuk says, Hasam gvulech shalom chelev chitim yaspiecha, right? It brings peace. So too, the Sanhedrin brings peace. It says, v'chol nasivot shalom, Sanhedrin brings peace, just like wheat brings peace. Okay, the next part of the pasuk says, suga bashoshanim, which means offense of roses. The Gemara is going to say now that Klal Yisrael stops themselves from doing Averos. All they have to stop them is offense of roses. Right? What does that mean? That means that if anybody wants to do an Avera, what's stopping them? The answer is nothing. Want to go do an Avera? Go do an Avera. What's stopping you from doing an Avera? You know what's stopping you? Offense made out of roses. What's that? It's reference to the Torah. We're going to see. What's stopping you? You got to pick yourself up and go do whatever you want. Who's stopping you? There's no police. There's no anybody. There's no fence of iron that's stopping you from doing an Avera. It's a fence of roses. It's nothing. It withers away. It's a piece of paper. What's the paper? The Shulchan Aruch. That's all. Shafilu suga shel shoshanim. Even a suga of a bed of roses. A fence of roses. Lo yifruzu behem pratzot. People don't breach it. Rashi says that Rashi just says what I just said. Now, Rashi doesn't tie it to any specific avera. Any avera you could go do, go right ahead. Go into the car, go do whatever you want. Listen to this medrash. It's an unbelievable medrash. Medrash says like this: Amr of Levi, Benag Sheva Olam, the way of the world. Adam Nose Isha Ben Lam Mishana Ben Memshana. Those days, a guy got married. He was 30, 40 years old, right? Ukishemotzi Yitziotzav Hubalazakekla. He has the urge. He goes over to his wife. V'hi Omeris Lo, and she says to him, Kishoshana Adumo Ra'isi. I am red like a rose, meaning I'm a nida. That's what she says to him. What happens? V'hi Porish Mimena Miyad. Doesn't go near her. She's a nida. Doesn't go near her. Migorim Lo Shlo Yikrevet La. What's stopping you from going near her? Eze Kosel Barzel Yesh B'neim. What, there's a wall of iron between them? What's stopping him? Eze Omer Barzel B'neim. There's a pole of iron. Eze Nachash Nashcho. He's going to get bitten by a snake if he touches her. Eze Akrav Akotzel Shili Akrav La. What, there's a scorpion protecting her? None of that. What's stopping him? Divri Torah Shirak and Kishoshana. You know what's stopping him? The Torah. It's soft like a rose. That's all it is. Shinem Arba. The El Ishes Benida Tumasa Lo Sikrav. It says in the Torah, when a woman is in Nida, your wife is in Nida, you don't touch her. U Bimuvur Shageda Shal Shoshana Haino HaTorah Shedabreha Rakin Kishoshana. Right? The words of the Torah are so just words. Still it is. Amazing thought. Right? There's no iron, no nothing stopping you. What's stopping you? The Torah. That's all Klal Yisrael needs. How great they are.
Well, they.
You don't get struck by lightning. No, the world doesn't work that way. What's stopping you? The Torah. That's all.
What happens if you
It's such a flimsy geder. Like roses, so flimsy. It's all you need. Full Klai Yisrael need. That's how great they are. That's the message of this pasuk. Okay? What? Hazara Kala means all it is a piece of paper. That's all it is. It's a piece of paper that says stay away from her. That's all. Nothing happens to you. That's all it is. Not only that, the Adramah has another level of interpretation. He says, you know, every rose has thorns. Never stops anybody from picking roses. Still want the roses. They're so pretty. Someone gets pricked. All right, so you get pricked once in a while. No. But then when it comes to the Torah, no one does that. Well, I'll push it to the limit. Nobody does that. Well, they're not supposed to do that. Right? Why? When it comes to roses, it's very lovely. You want roses on the dining room table, so you go, you're going to get pricked. Okay, so you get pricked a little bit, but it's worth it. When it comes to this, nobody says that. The rose, the geder is so strong, such a flimsy geder, yet it's so strong, it prevents people from doing their best. Look how great Klai Yisrael is. Unbelievable for Gemara. Unbelievable Gemara. Rabbi Lamb, his book on marriage is called A Hedge of Roses, based on this Gemara. That the whole foundation is such a flimsy gedarim that are so fundamental, they're able to make a marriage so such a special thing. That's why he called it that based on this Gemara. Right, right. But we can't understand that. We can't understand that what that was like. Right. Today we're going to have a Gemara in Amud Beis. You tell me. We're going to talk about Tosfos. You tell me if it makes sense. You'll right away see the problem. But a beautiful Gemara here. The Hainu the Amalei Ahu Mina Rav Kahana. An Apikores says to Rav Kahana, Amrisu Nida Shari Liyichud Ibahade Gavra. You tell me that a Nida is mutter to have Yichud with her husband. You're allowed to be alone. You're not allowed to be alone with someone else's wife, but with your own wife, you're allowed to be alone. Why? The svara is that since she will be mutter to you, you can wait around. Nothing's going to happen. Right? Since she will be mutter soon, you can be alone with her. Right? The only time you can't be alone with your wife if she's an Ida is if you didn't have relations yet. Like if she's an Ida by the chuppah and you didn't have a chance to consummate the marriage, then you're not allowed to be alone, Taka, because you are afraid that your Yetzer is going to be misgaver over you. But if you're already married, you already did that, okay, so in 2 weeks you're late, you can wait it out. So we're not afraid. So the min test of Kahana, that's the halacha, right? Efshir eish bin o'eres, the enem ilhav heves. What, the fire's raging and nothing gets burnt? In other words, come on. So amalei, what do you mean? Hatorah he'ida aleinu, suga b'shoshanim. The Torah said, you have a bed of a hedge of roses. Shafilu b'suga b'shoshanim, even a hedge of roses, a gedder of roses, lo yifritu behem paratzos. It doesn't get breached. Now, if you're an apikoros, what kind of answer is that? Right? The average apikoros thinks to himself, what, these Jews are keeping Hilchas Nida? Right? The fire is raging and they don't extinguish the fire. They're keeping Hilchas Nida. So what's the answer? Yeah, that's how Klai Yisrael is. What kind of answer is that? If you're an apikoros, the answer doesn't make any sense. Some say that's exactly the point. If you don't buy into this, it doesn't make any sense. So if Kahana says, if you don't buy into it, of course you have a kasha. Of course you're accusing them of violence. Of course you are. That's the normal thing. But if you buy into it, it's perfectly understandable. Suga b'shoshanim. It's perfectly understandable. That's exactly his point. His point was, can't explain it to this person. Can't explain it to him. Right? Can't explain it to him. He doesn't understand that. You don't buy into it. It doesn't make any sense. Rish Lakish Ha'am Yehacha. Kepela Harimon Rikoseich. That which means like a section of a rimon are your temples. Afilu rekanin shebecha malein mitzvahs kirimon. Even the lowest of you have mitzvahs like a pomegranate. And the mussar is that even a pomegranate is the only fruit. It's the only fruit that I could think of that you eat the pit. Every other fruit, you eat the fruit, you throw out the pit. When it comes to the rimon, you throw everything else out, and only the pit you eat. Even your chitzonius is so bad inside, you're really still good. Every Jew inside is really good. Even the psoles, which every other fruit you throw out the psoles, you throw out the pits. By a rimon, bedafka is the only one you eat. That's why the bedafka were comparing the rishayim to rimonim. Deep down, they're all good. Rav Zera Aram Yehacha. It says, "V'yarech esriach begadav." They smelled Yaakov. Yitzchak smelled the begadim of Yaakov. They stunk. They were stinky, but they smelled so good. I'll take with begadav ella bogdav. Meaning he smelled the treachery. Meaning, what does that mean? Even the treacherous people still smell beautiful. Even the guy, even an Esav, who stunk, who's such a Rasha, even he smells good. Why? Because deep down everyone's good. And the Einei Shmuel says, why do you need three, the Toras Chaim says this, you need three Mishalim, because I would have thought, Tzuga Bashoshanim, that's talking about the Sanhedrin, the Gedolim can live like that, the average person, no. The next Pasuk says, the next Pasuk was mentioning, a Rimon, that's the average person, empty people. They're all fine. And then we say, no, even a guy like Esav. Even Esav is special. Even someone like Esav is so special. That's what all three Pesukim are mentioned. Hani Bar Yune, there were these rough people, tough people. Davi Bishbibusid Reb Zera. They lived in Reb Zera's neighborhood. Davi Kumakarav Lahu. Reb Zera was trying very hard to be Makarav them. Kihechi Dinahadru Lahu B'tiyufta, that they should do tshuva. They should try to be Makarav them. Davi Kapti Rabbanan. The Rabbanan were upset with this because they felt Reb Zera was wasting his time. Kinoach Nashi Reb Zera died. Amri Ad Ha'idna Havicharika Katin Shakye Davi Barlon Rachme. That they called Rav Chista. Rav Chista was a very short person, and there was a story there where he went into the oven because he didn't want to do an averus. He went into an oven. He burnt his feet. So they called him the short guy with the burnt feet. He used to daven for us. Hashdaman Boy Alon Rachme. Now who's going to daven for us? So you know what? When no one else is davening for you, you got to daven yourself. They thought about it and they did tshuva on their own. Shalosh shuros, there were three rows. Amar Abaya, Shma Mina, Kinaidi Kulunaidi. When one moved, they all moved. Everybody had to move. Why? Because the whole thing was ranked. So if one guy in the middle had to go to tshuva, or he died, whatever, he couldn't be around. So everybody moved now. The whole thing got upturned, right? Because everyone had to move. So Vlemalahu. So the person who's moving now could say, wait a minute, I don't know how you save the Beresha. I was number one of the second row. Hashta Motivuli be Dinavi. Now you make me in the back? Now I'm the last guy of row number one? Right? I was the top. Now you put me in the back?
Top of two.
Now you stick me in the back? So the answer is obvious. Amar Abaya, yes. Darmele Hachi, Harizan of Larayas, Halti Rosh Hashanah. It's better to be a tail for the lion than to be the head of the foxes. Right? So Mishnah Pirkei Avos, you were the head of the two. Now you're number one. You're going to be in the back. It's better to be there. Right? The question and answer obvious. I don't know. It's obvious. The whole Havmin and what he really thought. Okay. Next Mishnah. You're not going to believe this is a Mishnah. It's a fascinating Mishnah. This is like all. This is where I got it to Gemara. This is a Mishnayis. It says what we're going to read. It's fascinating. Ketzad ma'ayman es ha'edim. How do you put fear into the Edim when they're judging al-Ede nefashos? When they're judging Ede nefashos. When they're judging Ede ma'amin, as we already said, right? You're going to destroy the whole world, the whole song and dance. Now, whatever, Ede nefashos is so much more severe. What do you say to them? Ha've machnisin also, they bring them into the room of ma'ayman aleihem. They put fear into them. Shema tomru mu'umad. Did you see circumstantially what happened? Circumstantial evidence? For example, you see a guy chasing another guy into a house, then the second guy comes out with a knife. Second guy comes out, the blood's on the knife, and the guy has a knife wound. You didn't see anything. It's very circumstantial. In America, the person would probably be found guilty. Right? Very circumstantial. That we don't hold them circumstantial evidence. So you say to the guy, was it circumstantial what you saw? Umishmua, aid me p'aid. Did you hear it from someone else? Even from a reputable person? Reputable person said, you know, I saw this guy from Michal Shabbat. You didn't see anything. But a reputable person said, Shema, did you know that eventually you're going to come here and we're going to grill you? Did you realize that? Have you yodim shloka dinim mammon is dinim nefashos? You realize that dinim mammon is not like dinim nefashos? Dinim mammon is adam no sein mammon umus chaperlo. Dinim mammon is to give it back. Pay it back. Dinim nefashos not like that. Domo, his blood, v'dam zar osav, and the blood of all his descendants, tuluyin bo ad sof ha'olam. They hang in front of Hashem forever. Shekei matzinu b'kayin, we find by Kayin. Shaharag es achiv, he killed his brother. Shenemar, Hashem said to Kayin, kol d'mei achicha toakim. The bloods of your brother are crying out to me. Ena omer dam achicha, doesn't say the blood of your brother. Ela d'mei achicha. Why bloods? Damo, v'dam zar osav. It's forever, all eternity. Hevel's eternity was cut short. So for all the future people that Hevel never had a chance to bring into the world, and his descendants are all crying out to him. Now that happens to be Dover Acher, another pshat, which Rashi says, you don't tell this to the Edom. You don't tell the other pshat to the Edom. But we're going to tell you the other pshat. The pshat is, D'mei Achicha Shayodama Mushach Al Eitim Al Avonim. When Cain killed Hevel, the blood splattered on the ground, on the Eitim, on the Avonim. So those are the bloods that are crying out. You don't have to tell that to the Edom. You don't have to tell them an alternative pshat that doesn't scare them. You don't have to do that. But the Mishnah is telling you the alternative pshat. Lefikach, therefore, Nivra Adam Yechidi, a person, Hashem, Adam was created alone. Tomorrow we're going to have like 10 reasons why Adam was created alone. Lamdacha, to tell you, Shekol ha-ma'abed nefesh achas mi-Yisrael, that if you destroy one nefesh in Yisrael, the Kutzker says, it doesn't say Adam be Yisrael, it says nefesh. You can even destroy somebody spiritually, it's also no good. It's also the same. Not just physically. It doesn't say Adam, it says nefesh. You destroy one nefesh in Yisrael, ma'alav ha-kasav ki'ilu ibed olam olam. It's as if you destroyed the whole world. Why? Because, at once upon a time, there was only one person in the whole world. One person is the whole world. V'chol ha-makayim nefesh achas mi-Yisrael. And if you save one person, even a soul, even a spiritual saving, ma'alav ha-kasav ki'ilu kayim olam olam. It's as if you save the, for sure, physically, you save a guy from death, for sure you save the whole world, even spiritually, says the Kutzker. Ubnei shalom abrios, another reason why man was created alone, was to make peace. Shalom yomar adam, nobody should ever say lechaveru to his friend, Abba gadol me'avicha, I'm greater than you, my father's greater than your father. Why? Because my father was created first. Who are you? My father was created before your father, I'm greater than you. So to stop all those arguments, Hashem only created Adam alone. No one should ever say that. Also, another reason, the Mishnah gives, all these reasons, you don't tell this to the Edom. You don't have to tell the Edom alternative reasons. The reason about the Mis is enough. These are just, we're giving you other reasons. You shouldn't say, no one should ever say, yeah, bunch of gods up there. One created Adam, one created him, one created Jack, one created John, one created Bill. We don't have any of that. Therefore, only one was created. To teach you the greatness of Hashem. Adam tovea kama mat be'os b'chosem echad. A person wants to mint coins, so he has one press, and he mints all the same coins. They all look exactly the same. Every quarter looks the same, right? Every nickel looks the same. Kulam domen zemlezeh, umelech machin, lachan kadosh baruch hu, just the opposite. Tava kol adam b'chasam ash adam arishon. Every human being is created in the image of adam arishon, right? They're all human beings. They all have a nose, and two eyes, and two ears. They're all like that. However, v'ein echad mehem doma lechaveru. Nobody looks the same. So I'm shot. Nobody in history ever looks the same. Not just in one generation. No one ever looks like anyone else. Now there are these rare cases. What? They look similar. They look similar. But you have identical twins look very similar. You have people, you see that sometimes you see in the news that this person looks like this. I saw a picture. This guy looks like Obama. It's a guy in Indonesia. He looks very doesn't look exactly like him. It's very similar. What? Very similar. Very similar. You see these guys? They always have these people that look like movie stars. They look so similar. They're not exactly. They're very similar. In the entire course of history, how many billions of people have been on this earth? No one ever looks the same. No one ever looked the same. Lefika, kol echad ve'echad, chayav lomer. Each person's supposed to say, b'shvili nivra olam. The whole world was created for me. Now that has to be tempered with, I am afar ve'efer. You live with both of those statements in your life, in your pocket, and you have a balanced life. The Eitz Yosef asks, wait a minute, if somebody's walking down the street saying, the world was created for me, isn't that a little bit of a gaiva? Not gaiva, the world was created for me? No? A little bit, right? Says the Eitz Yosef, the exact opposite. Listen to this. This is a top 10 mussar in life. Listen to this mussar. Shalachora. Lachora, gabus hulomar kain. It's a big gaiva. Sharak b'shvilo nivra ha'olam. The world was created for you. Guy walks around the street. The world was created for me. What a gaiva. Fatir, it's no. Sh'adirabba. Kach yaderach yishara. Sh'yira ha'adam. A person sees. Sh'kol ma'isav. Sh'asa ena maspikim. Whatever you do is never enough. Why? Because you're the only one here. You're the only one on this earth. That's how you have to view yourself. I'm the only one here. Therefore, v'tzarach la'avod es HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol oz. You have to work for Hashem with all your strength. Why? Because you're the only one there. V'yirek ilu ha'olam omid rak olav. You're the only one that the world's hanging on. It's all on your shoulders. V'oz yishtadal yosef b'torah mitzvot. You're going to be much better. You can try much harder. Or on your shoulder. It's not gaiva. Just the opposite. Look at my look at my responsibility. I have so much responsibility. The whole thing's on me. What am I going to do? Lounge around? No. It's the biggest inspiration to say that the world is created just for you. It's amazing vart. Yes, yes. It's a Mishnah Mesechta Sanhedrin. Can't get better than that. V'shem Tomru. So maybe a guy will say, Ma'alonu l'tzar razel. What, I didn't think he made this. What do you think he made this for? Just get myself into trouble. All these things he told me. I'll stay home. Can't do that. Torah says, V'u'ed o'ra o'yada im lo yagid. You have a chiyuv to give edus. If you know something, you have a chiyuv. You can't just sit home. Ay, v'shem Tomru. Ma'alonu l'cho v'domo shalzeh. I don't want to get involved. So I'll get an Aveira. So what? I'll get an Aveira. So they put give me, I didn't give Aedus, I knew Aedus. Okay, so I got a lav. So what? I'll take the lav. Then I don't want to be someone who destroyed the whole world. I don't want that on my shoulders. I put a guy to Misa improperly. I thought I saw. Who needs that? So I have a lav. No, don't tell you that. V'lok v'nemar, v'oved v'shayim rina. Right? If he's a Rasha, how do they translate this? If he was a Rasha, there'll be no onus on you. Don't worry about it. If he was a Rasha, if he deserved to have Misa, it's not going to be considered on your shoulders. You do what you got to do. You have to give testimony, you give testimony. Don't worry about all these klalos. All these klalos are if you're all lying. Tell you the truth, you don't have to worry about anything. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ketzad Mu'umad. What's an example of a circumstantial evidence? Omer lehen, shema kach ve'isem. Maybe this is what you saw. Sherat acha chaveru l'chorva. You saw A chasing B into a ruin. Ruitzasev achra. A was running away. B's chasing him. Umatasim saif biyado. And B walks out of the ruin, and he's got a sword in his hand. V'damu matafpeif. And the blood's dripping off the sword. V'harug mefarfer. And the guy A, who's still stuck in there, is gasping for air. He's dying. If that's what you saw, that you didn't see anything. You didn't see anything. Tanya, listen to this Gemara. Amr Rav Shimon ben Shetach. It's always Rav Shimon ben Shetach is the one that always has these such questionable. By the way, you see, it says Amr Rav Shimon ben Shetach. Some take out the Reb. Because if you look in Pirkei Avos, it doesn't say Reb Shimon ben Shetach. It's just Rav Shimon ben Shetach. The early, early Tanayim, very early, were not called Reb. Just had names. Hillel, Shammai, Shimon ben Shetach. Nitayar Bailey, they don't have Reb attached to them, or Rabbi, or Rebbe. Anyway, he said, Erev b'nechami, I should be consoled, im lo re'isi, if I didn't see, echad shirat acha chavero l'chorva, I saw this happen. This guy ran into a ruin, for atzisi acharav, and someone chased him all afterwards, for isi b'sayef b'yado, and he got a sword, v'damo metaftef, and the blood was dripping, v'harog mefarfer, and the victim, was threshing around, he was dying. V'amarti lo, the Mepharshim explained, there was somebody else with Rav Shimon ben Shetach, so that there were two Edom. He wasn't by himself. The question is, what does it mean, Erev b'nechami im lo ra'isi? What does that mean? I should be consoled if I didn't see? What does that mean? But he did see. Some don't even have that, some don't even take that out that word. Right, Erev b'nechami im lo ra'isi, if I didn't see. What does that mean, if I didn't see? In other words, woe that I saw this, that I couldn't do anything about it. That's how some translate it. Nebuch, I couldn't do anything about it. Right? V'amartilo, I said to the guy, Russia, you're Russia. Mi hargulazeh? Who killed this? Who's the murderer here? Oani, oata, is it me or is it you? Not me, it's you. Abu Ma'esa, what can I do? Shein damach, maser biyadai. I can't do anything about it. Sharei Torah, Amr Torah. The Torah says, al pishnayim edim yumas hameis. On the strength of two witnesses, he puts somebody to death. I don't have any witnesses. It's very circumstantial. Very circumstantial. However, I didn't see it. Therefore, you're going to go scot-free. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says that, listen to this, you have to read this Rambam inside. Listen to this Rambam. He says like this, Shatorah kava geder barer. Torah established a clear line. Shalo yahargu es hanidon. Nobody gets put to death. Ad sheyidu ha'edim shirohu asa es ha'maisa bavadai. They saw the maisa bavadai. Below suffake, not with a suffake, below dimyon, klal, no imagination, nothing. They saw the actual event. Ki im yismuchu ala edim. If you're going to rely on edim, kishaloro mamish, they didn't see a mamish, after it's possible, lovu de latos. You can make a mistake. V'lifshoch damnaki, an innocent person can be put to death. Listen to this line. V'adif lezakos elef rotzchim. It's better to let 1,000 murderers go free. Kishalo ro'inu mamash asamai sahariga. You didn't see the event. Milaharag adam echad zakai al yidei umad. Than to put one innocent man to death by circumstantial evidence. You hear that? You hear the Rambam talking like...
It's a better project than the innocent project.
he's talking like one of these guys from Legal Aid. Right? It's better to let 1,000 murderers go free than have one innocent person be put to death with circumstantial evidence. Amazing. Amazing Rambam. Okay. Now, what? Shimon Shetach continues and tells the guy, Yodea machshavos yipar be'osa ha'ish shaharag es chavero. Don't worry, Hashem, and one of the mefarshim point out, the Shimon Shetach appears a few times in Shas. Always he uses that line, Hayodea machshavos. Some reason, that was a Shimon Shetach line. He always uses the same lashon. The one who knows thoughts, Hashem, he'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. Amru, the story goes, Lo zazu misham, nobody moved from there. Ad shabah nachash v'yichisho humeis. A snake came, bit the guy got poisoned, and he died. The guy says, wait a minute. V'har bar nachashu. He should have been put to death. He should have gotten bitten by a snake. V'har rav Yosef v'chein tani b'dvei chizkiya. V'yom shachar beis hamikdash. Once the beis hamikdash was destroyed, afal b'shabat l'sanhedrin, sanhedre, there's almost sanhedrin. Arba mitzvos lo batlu, but the arba mitzvos were not batlu. So he says, they're not lo batlu. Lo batlu, they are batlu. There's not arba mitzvos anymore. Ella din arba mitzvos lo batlu. The idea of Hashem taking vengeance, but not taking vengeance. That's the wrong word. The idea of Hashem taking justice with the arba mitzvos, that didn't go away. That didn't go away at all. Mishan is chayav skila. If someone's chayav skila, or nofel min agag, he falls off a roof, or chayav derasto, or an animal eats him up. Misha chayiv sreifa, if someone's chayiv sreifa, onofo bedleika, he gets burnt in a fire, onachash machisho, or a snake bites him. Here's the kasha. This guy was a murderer. Why is he getting the din of sreifa? Sreifa, onachash, is not for a murderer. Why is he getting sreifa? Misha chayiv hariga, if someone's roy to get hariga, on nimtza lamalchut, either he gets taken to the government, or listen born alive, or robbers come. Rashi says most of the time robbers had knives. So they'll give you hariga, sayif, right? Misha is chayef chenek. If someone's chayef chenek, o tevea benar. He goes into a river, o meis besurkini, or he dies of some kind of choking thing. So what do you see? You see that, why would this murderer get bitten by a snake? That's the wrong punishment. The punishment should have been, listim, or because the onish for murder is sayif. So why is he getting bitten by a snake? So the Gemara answers, Amri, they said, Hahu chata achrisi haya, bay. This guy had another thing worthy of getting killed with sreifa. Damamar, Mishan is chayef, shtei misos bezdin, didam bechamura. If someone has two misos, he gets the worse one. So why did he get bitten by a snake? Because he did something that was chayef sreifa. That's why. And he also killed somebody, he's chayef twice, he gets the worse one. Okay, see the Tosvos of Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash? You see that Tosvos? It's more than halfway down. It says V'im Tomar V'Hachazina. You have to see this inside. V'im Tomar. You see it? V'im Tomar. It's more than halfway down. V'im Tomar V'Hachazina. But we see. You see it?
Small
tes. By a small tes. You see it? V'im Tomar V'Hachazina Kama Kofrim B'Ikar D'Mesim Kidarkam. But you walk around today, and all these horrible, wicked people die naturally. They don't get bitten by lions. They don't get taken by captive by robbers, by pirates. None of that happens. They die regularly. They live regular lives. They die regular deaths. What's going on? Yeah, Jews. What's going on? According to this Gemara, someone's chai of arba misos, chai of arba misos. What do you think the answer is going to be? Listen to Tosfos' answer. V'yesh lomar, dischus mila tola. The guy's a bris mila. Look at the power of a mitzvah. Now, happens to be that if there was a Sanhedrin around, and a guy did do a crime, nobody would ever say, well, he has a bris mila, leave him alone. Nobody would ever say that. Right? Nobody would ever say that. But to have the ideas of the arba misos carried out, says Tosfos, the guy's protected, he has a bris mila. Or, with schar mitzvot she'asu mishtalmin ba'olam hazeh. They're paid back in this world. The mitzvahs that he does, the guy's not a total rusher, he goes to shul, everything's good, but it happens to me, he did some crimes. So all the good he does saves him. Umashal lasonov. He'll get paid back, don't worry about it, he'll get paid back his due. But to have him eaten by a lion, now that we don't have. Now, I would venture to say we could spend like a month on this Tosas. No? What does he mean? So one, at first I thought to myself, look what the power of a mitzvah could do for you. Look what it could do for you. You deserve Misa. Like I said, your time to the base of the Mikdash, the fact that you have a Brit Mila, the fact that you gave tzedakah, the fact that you put on tefillin every morning, it's not going to save you. It's not going to save you. If two ways in that said he committed a murder, I don't care if he puts on tefillin every morning, it's irrelevant. But man,
that's
there.
That's true.
Why?
But you're also defining a Zaka reason. You never know, someone might say something.
I don't know.
If everything's so clear cut and all the Dayanim said that he was guilty, what happens?
He's not guilty.
Exactly.
So what are you saying? That they're going to look for Zechusim?
Always look for Zechusim.
Interesting. Maybe that's true, Tavo. Maybe that's true. I don't know. I just thought it was fascinating what he's saying. It's fascinating. What?
What's the chosim? You have two people come and say they kill him. What's the chosim could they find? In those cases, the person will go free every time.
No, he'll say, what the chosim will be, did you realize that you really not supposed to murder? Said, yes, they warned me and I did it. What do you mean we warned them? We told them. It says a pasuk. We told them the name of the pasuk. We showed him in a chumash. We pulled the chumash out. We showed him in Tetzel Sertzach. I don't care. I'm killing this guy anyway.
Then
it's all in there.
Then all of them would say that he's guilty, right? And feel free.
That's what I said. I'm just telling you what Tosafot says. I think it's a fascinating idea. What he's saying is a fascinating idea. The mussar you can get out of it is look what a mitzvah can do for you. Look at the power of a mitzvah. Right? You deserve to fall off that building. And right, you have a mitzvah. You have a bris milah. You're going to be saved. Amazing. So they asked that question. They say maybe he was a chaver. He didn't need hasra. Maybe they gave him as he was running. They told him you better watch out. What? Right, so you have to say he warned them anyway. Right, that's what I said to you. There was another person there. He wasn't alone. There was another aide there. He's alone. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. There's only one aide. Okay. Mu'umad. B'dinei nefashos, hu d'lo amdinan. For dinei nefashos, we will not allow circumstantial evidence. Ha, b'dinei mamonos amdinan. But for dinei mamonos, we will allow circumstantial evidence. Kiman, who's that like? Kravacha. Like Ravacha, Tanya, Ravacha Omer, Gomla Ocha Ben Agmalim. If a camel was trying to mate another camel, Vinimta Gomla Harg Bitsido, and the camel died, the female died, Biyadua Shazer Hargo. We know it was the male camel that killed. We don't have Adam, but we know because the Marsham explained camels. That's what they do. They like attack the female. They do it. They try to do very tsunua, so it's very very violent, and the animal could die. So we know that this was what happened. We don't have any evidence. It's just circumstantial. This is probably what happened. But if we have the other animals around, why this one died? Must be that the male did it to the female. So that's circumstantial. Well, Tameach, wait a minute. According to you, ABPA dekatani dina nefashos hu delo amrinon ha b'dina mamonis amrinon. So ABPA also is good by dina mamonis? That's not true. But not imamar hu amar li shani chayev lo. If the guy says yes, I admit, or ishponi amar li shu chayev lo, or someone else says I saw that happen, ABPA. Unless the guy admits in front of Aiden, yes, this happened. Alma, what do you see? Just because it's possible for Dina Mamanis, it doesn't stop us from warning about Dina Nefashos. So what? Amrina Luba Dina Nefashos. Hachanami. Afagafte possibly by Dina Mamanis. Even though here the circumstantial is possible by Dina Mamanis, Amrina Luba Dina Nefashos. We will say, we'll still warn her about Dina Nefashos. I, Vacha, said the case about the camel. We don't like that. You don't have aid this. It's very circumstantial. It's very probable. That's not enough. Okay. Haviyodin. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Reid Rav Chia Melamed Sha'atz Nekayin Behevel Achiv Chaburos Chaburos Petzios Petzios. You see from here that when he said that the bloods are screaming, the Gemara says that Kayin killed Hevel many different. He punctured him. He hit him in many different places because he didn't know where the neshama was going to leave. Shaloha Yada Mehecha Neshama Yata Ad Shigi L'Tzavaro, until he reached his neck, until he broke the windpipe, then he died. The day that the earth opened up, the kibalto l'dmo shel hevel, to accept hevel's dam, shuv lo pascha. The earth never opened up again. Shenemar, like it says, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, mikanaf ha'aretz zemiros shemanu tzvi l'tzadik mikanaf ha'aretz v'lo pi aretz. The kanaf ha'aretz opened up, but not the pi aretz. Ezvei chizkiya achiv. Wait a minute. But it says by Korach, Vatifta Ha'aretz, it's Piha. The earth opened up to swallow Korach. What do you mean it never opened up again? Amale l'ra pascha. Yes, for evil it'll open up. But l'tova lo pascha. But it'll never open up for good. That it never did. Yeah. The Mefarshim explained that if the earth wouldn't have opened up, the Roshem of Hevel would have remained forever. The Gemara says, the Mefarshim say. The impression that Hevel died there would have always been there. The earth took it in and never did it again. But that's a difficult thing because when someone dies, the Roshem also disappears today. Right? Look at the bottom Tosfos. V'im tomar, but it says, tivla'emo aretz, that the earth swallowed up the Mitzriim in the Yamsuf. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos, tovas Mitzriim ena kruah tova. That's not a tova. The Mitzriim were taken in, that's not a tova. That's not a good thing. Ben Yehuda says, right, Ben Yehuda says, that doesn't mean the earth opened up. It means they were drowned. It doesn't mean the earth and the water opened up. That's not what it means. It means they were drowned. So that's not such a kasha. Okay, so you know, we'll stop here because we have 1 minute anyway, and now we're going on to a whole new topic about Kayin. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow's another fascinating daf, full of agarata. We'll stop here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. Okay.